talking about hypocrisy.
We asked three people to talk about hypocrisy.
The environment.
I think it's funny when all these celebrities go on about saving the planet and being green, but then they fly all over the world in their private jets. And then there's Al Gore. He got an Oscar for his film An Inconvenient Truth, which was all about global warming, but the electric bills for his massive house are apparently more than 20 times the national average. And then there's Ted Kennedy, a senator who spent a lot of his political life promoting solar, hydrogen, and wind power. But he opposed the Cape Wind Project as it involved building wind turbines in a place where his family likes to go sailing. What a bunch of hypocrites.
Money.
I can't stand all those conservative types who go on about family life and marriage and all that, but then you read about how they've been having affairs and they've got illegitimate children. Oh, and those televangelists who preach on TV about living a good life. But it's just so obvious that the only thing they're interested in is money. And they're often not so perfect themselves. I read about this one minister from the 90s who got people to send in checks for $1,000. And in return, he promised to personally lobby God on their behalf. It turns out he was throwing away most of the letters anyway. I just can't understand how people could fall for that.
Health and education.
It really annoys me the way all these politicians talk about protecting the state healthcare system, but as soon as there's a problem, they check into a private clinic. Or when they go on about government-funded schools but put their own kids in the private system. The Labor Shadow Education Secretary Tristram Hunt is a prime example. He recently said he'd probably send his three children to private school, and he was educated at a private school himself. Then there are those multimillionaire left-wing politicians, champagne socialists they call them, who go on about equality and all that, but they all live in mansions and haven't got a clue what life is like for ordinary people. They're far more interested in building up their property portfolios and helping their banker friends. They're all such hypocrites.